Welcome to House Matters, the program highlighting happenings in the Houses of Parliament. In this week's edition, government to spend over $200 million to improve beaches for public access, and industry minister says technology coming to reduce internet service costs. Stay with us.
Climate change will likely cause an increase in tropical storms, which result in flooding. Floods destroy crops and livestock, damage buildings and other infrastructure, and can even result in death. So protect yourself and your property. Leave steep slopes and riverbanks under natural vegetation. Don't build along rivers and gullies. Support the Jamaica Conservation and Development Trust in protecting the forests of the Blue and John Crow Mountains National Park to help adjust to climate change, supply water for eastern Jamaica, reduce soil erosion, and safeguard unique plants and animals. This message is sponsored by CaribSave.
The government is to spend approximately $252 million this fiscal year on improving six beaches for public access. The move is part of an overall initiative to develop at least one beach in each parish for Jamaicans. It is being undertaken by the Ministry of Tourism and Entertainment in collaboration with the Tourism Enhancement Fund, Urban Development Corporation, and National Environment and Planning Agency.
We are now implementing a program where at least one beach in every parish, and multiple in some, will be transformed to make quality recreational spaces available to the public. These beaches will operate at the best international standards.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives on Tuesday. Dr. McNeill says the improved beaches will have children's play area, seating with tables, picnic area and gazebos, restrooms and changing room facilities, adequate parking, lifeguard towers and utilities such as piped water and electricity. The Tourism Enhancement Fund has committed an additional $200 million over the next 5 years to the introduction of new technology and the re-engineering of immigration operations. The tourism minister explains that there's a need to reduce the processing time for incoming passengers. Dr. McNeill adds that work continues on the process to simplify the customs and immigration forms.
This process will soon be completed. Jamaica is among the countries which are leading the charge in enhancing visitor experience and efficiency at the airports. Just last week, we saw the announcement that the United States will be taking similar steps.
Meanwhile, visa requirements have been relaxed for nationals of some 30 countries, resulting in increased arrivals from Latin America.
A good example out of Europe was the strong response we saw with Russia. We anticipate that having adjusted the visa requirements for China is the first step in us going into this very important market, which is the world's leading source of outbound travelers for recreation.
Tourism and Entertainment Minister Dr. Wickham McNeill. And the country is expected to save more than $2 million per year with the creation of the Jamaica Internet Exchange Point, IXP, scheduled for implementation by the end of July. An IXP allows local internet service providers to exchange internet traffic between their networks at a reduced cost.
Mr. Speaker, currently all Jamaican internet traffic is routed through the United States. This comes at an extra cost to Jamaica, its people and businesses. It hinders effective local internet development and stymies content development by our creators.
Minister of Industry, Investment and Commerce Anthony Hilton making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives last Wednesday, May 21. The establishment of an IXP in Jamaica will keep local-bound internet traffic within the nation's borders instead of routing it through expensive international links, as normally obtains in most developing countries. Minister Hilton notes that the establishment of the Jamaica IXP is even more significant as the government moves ahead with its Global Logistics Hub initiative. The initiative is a core plank in the administration's economic growth strategy and seeks to drive investment and create sustainable employment over the long term. It aims to take advantage of the anticipated increase in trade activities as a result of the expansion of the Panama Canal, scheduled for completion by 2015. That's it for this edition of House Matters. Join us again next time when we look at what's happening in the Houses of Parliament.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.